Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2-Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfuckers.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Paul.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Reddy Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, revealing the teacher, the rappers are coming up, getting put on. We needed a platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Vision.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, grab your shadow to call. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Buddy, you're kind of muted, did you? Everything free to download the stream. Oh, yeah, we deserve the real.
Unstoppable with
these,
we brought our bitch, we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we should love to all you fans.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS for life, dog. Hip-hop AD, representing for the legend. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hip. Two-pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder master music show. Free the homie gangsta bro. I see these rappers on these streets, I got my chop about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Keep it
live
forever, bitch, we coming in strong. I see you feeding for the show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Perez. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This is episode 672. Man, we got a return guest tonight. Haven't had him on in a couple years, so I'm thrilled to have him back. He actually has two albums, you know what I'm saying, out. Actually, one's out right now. One's getting ready to come out. She Loves Me and She Loves Me Not. For those of you who know this man's music, you already know who he is. I'm just going to bring him on right now, the one and only Esham. How you doing, Esham?
What up, Doe? Murder Master Music Show.
Man, thank you, Eve, for coming back on the show. You've been good this last couple of years, man?
Yeah, man. I've been super good. I can't complain, you know. 2020.
Yeah, 20. That's hard to believe, man. 2020. You know what I'm saying? It seems like yesterday everybody was talking about Y2K, and here we are, 2020. You know, but nothing's changed for you. You're still consistently putting out music. A couple years back, you put out the Scribble album. But this year, like I was telling the listeners, you got two albums. One just dropped, She Loves Me. She Loves Me Not's coming soon, man. What can you tell the listeners about these projects? And, you know what I'm saying, what made you want to speak about the topic of love with these albums?
Well, basically, the She Loves Me and She Loves Me Not, to talk about the aspect of love is, love is a crazy thing, you know. Love is like extra wicked, man. To me, love is like one of the most, or the most powerful force in the universe, you know what I'm saying? And I've never really talked about it, you know. It's just so many different levels to love, and loving something, and loving somebody, that I just thought it was a unique take on the wicked shit, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, people will go, they'll do strange things for love. Like I say, you know, they'll go to the ends of the earth just for a loved one, or for the love of their life, or just for the ideal of love, or to be loved. Or like I say, you know, love is just a real ill, wicked way of looking at things from my perspective. And I've never tackled that topic, so that's what She Loves Me, She Loves Me Not is kind of about, you know, the love-hate relationship that I got with music shit.
Yeah. Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. You say the music, it's a love-hate relationship, you know what I'm saying, with the music tip. Man, what would be some of the parts of the music that you love the most from over the years?
Well, I mean, you know, I like the creative process, and, you know, being able to create something from out of nothing, you know. And I'm sorry, I'm just opening these doors right quick. So that's what I'm doing. You kind of caught me in the middle of opening the store. Wait. It's the creative process, though, that I know about making music, you know, connecting with people. You know, when I first started, you know, I just was unconsciously connecting with people. You know, I didn't really understand fully, you know, my capabilities of actually connecting with somebody, you know. And that's why I wanted to, you know, the older I got, I started to realize that I needed to make songs with more substance and more deeper meanings and deeper content, and to just try new things that people had never tried before. And I'm still, you know, at that point where I'm trying new things and, you know, just trying to experiment a lot, you know, with the music. And it's just doing stuff that I don't necessarily hear.
Yeah. And that's what separates you, Ishan, because you're always willing to go, you know what I'm saying, where others haven't as far as the music is concerned. You know, you listen to albums like Male Dominance, you might have that the fucking Happy Days theme in there. You know what I'm saying? Then you might have something that might sound like some, you know, 80s or 90s Chicago house music with Aha. You know, it just shows your range as an artist. You know what I'm saying? How important is it for you to test those boundaries and go in those places where others haven't gone?
Well, I mean, it's important to, you know, just for me as an artist, not stuck in the same spot. You know, and I think that's where, you know, the love for something comes in. You know, people might not understand your love for something, you know. You might be in love with an automobile or in love with, you know, putting old cars together. And somebody can't understand your passion for putting an old rusty car back together in mint condition. But, you know, that's where my love-hate relationship is with the industry. And just constantly, you know, trying to be accepted in the game that, you know, very rarely accepts me. You know, I'm very rarely accepted by, you know, my peers in this business. And it's like a love-hate thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. I mean, you know, you're always considered a pioneer, you know. But when you say your peers don't accept you, you know what I'm saying, does that make you want to dig in your bag of tricks and pull out new stuff that they haven't even thought of? Or, I mean, how does that make you feel when they don't accept you like
well,
that?
It's not, you know, I'm not trying to do stuff that nobody's ever thought of. I'm just really trying to be true to myself, you know what I'm saying? And love is about betrayal, too, you know, being betrayed and, you know, being addicted to love, you know, being a fiend for love, you know, being sickened by your job or, you know, being a fiend for the streets. You love the streets or you love sex or, you know, I mean, I'm just talking about real issues that I believe a lot of people just don't want to talk about in rap, you know, and don't get me wrong. This is the wicked shit, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's just my take on it, you know, my take on love and hate, like I say, you know. But my album is just about that, you know, everything around love and hate, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. What has been the feedback you've been getting so far from the She Loves Me album?
Well, I mean, I've been getting a lot of great feedback from my album. You know, of course, you know, there's people who don't understand when I try new things. You know, there's people who would like to live in the past, you know. And I can appreciate that kind of feedback, too. You know, for everybody that, you know, wants to hear something old from me, there's definitely records that you can go and hear. You know, but I'm just, like, on a new page in my life, you know, with me and making music with a band and making music without a band. You know, I just want, you know, hip hop to get the respect that it deserves, you know, and not be put in a category. It's like, you know, being a hip hop artist, just because you use a drum machine or you got scratching in your records, it don't get the same respect as country music would. But, you know, I just think, you know, that's why I do what I do. You know what I'm saying? That's where it falls back to the the love-hate relationship. You know, I feel like I'm still trying to get people to respect hip-hop for the art form that it is, you know. And, you know, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. That's what the She Loves Me Not is all about. Sometimes they can see the art in what you're doing, you know, and sometimes they can't. Each one of these pieces that I put out, you know, they age well. Like, some artists, you can listen to their music, you know, it's timeless classics. You can listen to it forever. And other artists, their music don't age well. Like, you go back and be like, damn, this was bumping back in 1999, and then you go back and try to listen to it, and it just doesn't even sound right because it's not necessarily aging well because it wasn't really, you know, that well put together from the start. I just would like to think that I make music that age well, like wine or something like that, Pinot Grigio, you know?
Most definitely, most definitely. I mean, just like flicks, you know, you try to watch some of the movies you watched as a kid, and you just can't, you know. So you got to kind of go with the times, you know. And I like the fact you talk about, you know, you're working with a band on some tracks now, too. How did you get involved with that, and are you guys, like, doing touring and shows, or you got anything coming up? Like live band stuff?
Yeah, we're in the process of putting a tour together right now. I mean, I always have had live instrumentation throughout my records and stuff like that. I mean, I just really now got serious about the whole, you know, I've always envisioned my full stage production would have been me and a band backing me. And, you know, I just, you know, recently got to do that with Ill Phil and Jimmy James. And, you know, we just go out there and do that whole thing. I mean, I just respect that whole thing about the whole art form of it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's all live music to me, you know. And that's just what I'm saying, you know. It's just so many categories in music in general that I just think it shouldn't be no type of categories, man. And music should just be listened to. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you might hear something you like. You might learn something. You might hear something new, you know. I'm just trying to – it's so much negativity in the world, too, right now. Like, with the She Loves Me, you know, I just – you know, I'm not trying to put that type of vibe out there. You know, I wanted people to feel good when they listen to my record. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I made it like that. I wasn't trying to make a motherfucker feel bad or angry or feel bad about themselves or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? It was, like, a record that I wanted people to feel good when they heard it and, you know – you know, hopefully that's what happened when people listen to that, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. I'll tell you what we're going to do, Hisham. We're going to actually go to a track off of She Loves Me, you know what I'm saying, Kat Cobain. And then I want to come back and talk about She Loves Me Not. But if you can, intro this track for us, brother.
Yo, this is off my new album, She Loves Me. This is Kat Cobain.
Be right back with Hisham. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah. What y'all know about me? I tell you nothing you don't really know about me.
Y'all know about about wealth. Your boy trying to eat right, stay in good health. You ain't gotta do it cause I do it myself. Me, myself, and I, ain't nobody else. Well, can't nobody save you, nobody gon' help. Back up on my grind, that mean it's time to go for self. That's when I decided to dust the Uzi off the shelf and get to playing the game of life with the cards that I was dealt. What y'all know about me? I'm sick of niggas acting like they know about me. On everything you niggas don't know about me, I'll send one of you fuckers to your G-O-D. Talk to them like, what y'all know about me? I tell you nothing you don't really know about me. I'll send one of you fuckers to your G-O-D. Now tell me, baby, what you really know about me.
What
y'all know about me? I tell you nothing you don't really know about me. I'll send one of you fuckers to your G-O-D. Now tell me, baby, what you really know about me.
Yeah, we're back here with Esham. Oh, man, what you know about me, Cat Cobain. Man, what do we know about you? You are like the rap enigma, you know what I'm saying? If there ever was like a misconception about Esham, what would it be?
Well, I mean, so many things, you know. She loves me, she loves me not. It's about the hope for the hopelessness. You know, it's about hope for hopeless people. It's about a clearer vision in 2020. You know, sometimes you need to hear things how they really are. It's a personification for the struggle of existence. In order to hear clearly, you have to go on a head trip. And I don't know where that trip will end up. It all depends on you. The intelligence of the potter shapes the clay. So you got to listen to these things with a lot of care and pay a lot of attention to, you know, what's going on out here, your surroundings.
Most definitely, most definitely. Another thing, you know what I'm saying, I want to talk about too is, you know, She Loves Me Not. You sent me the track list today. I'm looking over the titles and, you know what I'm saying, it's got me thinking. I know on your YouTube you've been breaking down some of the titles off of She Loves Me. If I can, I want to have you kind of talk about a few of these tracks. We're going to play The Walking Dead in a little bit, but tell me about Happy Trails. What's that song about?
I do got some notes here. Sure, Happy Trails is about, it's a story, you know. Basically, it's a story rap. And it's taking you down a road, you know, and it's a journey. And really, it's like I don't want to spoil it for you because it's just a tripped out story that I'm telling, you know, and that's really what it's about. It's like a story rap.
And, you know, this album, you know what I'm saying, how would you say it differs from She Loves Me? Because it's obviously a compatible piece, you know what I'm saying? Where does it differ, or where are the similarities?
Well, the difference in the albums is with She Loves Me Not, I was not, I didn't necessarily try to spare anybody's feelings. You know what I'm saying? Or She Loves Me Not, you know. I mean, it all was one piece at first, you know. The whole album was called Kill Me Out. Well, it was called Kill Me Now, Kill Me Later. You know what I'm saying? But I just didn't want to be all ill like that, you know. So I changed it from Kill Me Now to Kill Me Out because it was funny as fuck to say Kill Me Out. You know, it was just funny, you know. And I just got a kick out of that. So it was all one album at first, you know, just the beginning of the album plays like that, you know, but the second half of the album, it just takes a dark turn as any Esham album does. And, you know, you end up with this this craziness, you know, and some people can get off into it. Some people can't. And, you know, more female listeners have been coming aboard lately. I don't know what's going on, but I try to cater a little bit to everybody and just, you know, do the wicked shit tastefully, you know, where, you know, that's what that's all about.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing about you. Your fan base has always been, you know what I'm saying, a huge variety of people. you know, all over the globe, you know, how does that make you feel as an artist, knowing that you can reach so many different people from so many different places?
I mean, with the internet and stuff like that, I mean, I believe, you know, that's a beautiful thing, you know what I mean, to be able to, you know, touch the globe like that. That's definitely a beautiful thing, and I appreciate everybody who, you know, check out the art and, you know, can appreciate it for what it is, you know, the entertainment that it is, and hopefully they can come away with something, you know, out of this whole thing that I'm doing, you know. I also, you know, reach out to other producers and stuff like that. You know, I got people helping me produce tracks on this album. You know, I like to shout those people out. I got people like Ant Live, Filthy Rockwell, Dago, King Arthur from over in France, S-Man, Tella K, 666, Daniel Jordan, Jimmy James, Illphil, Eric Andrus, my homeboy Count Tracula, and Mr. Hip out of Brooklyn all helped me do this project. And that's just what it is, you know. I just, you know, I like to work with up-and-coming artists. You know, I just like to keep the whole culture alive, and, you know, I like to add, you know, content out there with substance. And I hope that people can just get down with that, man. And that's really what it is. You know, I keep it all positive. Like, I don't got no beef with nobody out here. You know, I dig everybody's music. I mean, I don't dig it like that, but I can appreciate people's art without saying something negative about it. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, you know, shit, man, we living in some crazy-ass times, man. 2020. I hope everybody can just, you know, be aware of their surroundings, man, at all times, and just know that, shit, this is America, you know. I got love for all my brothers and sisters in America, you know what I'm saying, all different races and shit like that. Like, because I got a POV that a lot of people ain't get to see, you know. So I really know that it's a lot of love out here in this country, you know what I mean. And, you know, I can appreciate that shit, and that's why I try to put that back in the music. You know, I'm in a place in my life where, you know, I want to spread love, you know, and that's just what I be trying to do. I try to lead by example, so I might put that in the music, you know, or put some of my influences in the music, you know, i.e. the Michael Jacksons or the Princes of the world, you know, because I love that shit coming up, or whatever artist it is, you know, it might be AC/DC or fucking Led Zeppelin or anything, because I listen to all types of music, you know, and I just love that shit, and I hope people can respect, you know, my music and just hip-hop, like, I respect theirs, and, you know, just, I don't know, you know, keep that shit going, you know, give a motherfucker their flowers while they're here, you know, and tell somebody they love, you know, you love them, and you appreciate that shit, and don't make people feel like they ain't shit, man, because that's what the she loves me not is all about, you know. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't know.
I really feel that, man, especially when you're talking about give people their flowers while they're here, because so many of them are gone now, and they never got their flowers. So that's a very important thing, you know.
No, it is important, man. It's important to just let your people know you appreciate them. You know, like, I appreciate the Murder Master Music Show for being around and holding it down and just, you know, keeping it lit for the underground, man, and just, you know, getting the word out there, man, and just sharing the music and sharing the culture, you know. That's it.
Man, thank you, Isha. I mean, I appreciate you, you know, for coming on the show over the years. And, you know, it's just good to see you still put out music, because when I started my career, you know what I'm saying, you're one of the first artists I covered, and here we're decades later, I'm still here, you're still here. It's a beautiful thing, man.
No, salute to you, man. Shit, other than that, man, it's a lot of new music out there. Y'all get out there, y'all check some out. You know, hit me up at acidrap.com. I'm going to have a tour out there. Y'all, you know, you see me in your town, come fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. So that's what it is. That's where I'm at with it in life in 2020. You know, and everybody out there, if you ain't got a Valentine, because I know tomorrow Valentine's Day, all the ladies out there, you know, you could be my Valentine. If you ain't got no Valentine, you can go pick up, or you can go stream a copy of She Loves Me, She Loves Me Not, shit might brighten your day, or you just might tell somebody to fuck off. Either way, you know, you have a good one. It's okay.
Yeah, man, most definitely, most definitely. Another song I wanted to ask you about, you know, I don't want to give away too much on She Loves Me Not, but there's another song called Bag of Demons.
Okay.
Can you go into a little bit into that song? What's it about?
I mean, Bag of Demons, it's just like, you know, everybody talking about they in their bag, right? You know, they want the bag. You know, everybody looking for the bag, but it's a bag of demons that they are trying to get. So I don't know. You know, it's just it's a crazy thing to chase a bag of demons.
Yeah, man. It's I'll tell you what. It's looking like, you know what I'm saying, 2020, it's going to shape up. I mean, you're dropping two albums. You know, you know what I'm saying, you got a lot of other people dropping albums, some Ice-T putting out music. You know, what's it like for you to see some of the people you grew up off of still dropping music to this day?
I mean, I love it, man. The culture is alive and well, man. And like I said, you know, get out there. If you got some music you're listening to, get out there. If you putting some music out there, put it out there. And, you know, just remember that, you know, you got to just respect people on your way up. You know, because them same people on your way up, you're going to see them on your way down, all that stuff. You know, it's true. It's a small world, you know. And, you know, like I say, you just got to give respect if you want to get respect, you know, out here. You know, and that's the only thing I can say. Other than that, don't get in the rap game. But don't do this shit. Be an astronaut. Be a lawyer. You could be so many other things. That, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so crazy. You know? But chase your dreams, whatever they are, man. You know, y'all be great out there. That's all I got to say. I know it's a song called The Walking Dead that I sent
you.
And, you know, that song basically is, you know, it's a love song from my perspective, you know. But what I mean by The Walking Dead is like, just, you know, being in love with someone, how you out here dead to the world. Like, you wouldn't even realize it, you know. Like, people say love is blind. Like, you'd be walking blindly, you know. And that's what that shit is all about, you know, just the walking dead, being in love so hard with anything in life. It could be a person, it could be a job, it could be money. You know what I'm saying? And that's what the walking dead is about. It could be jewelry, it could be fashion, it could be silicone, you know what I'm saying? It could be big movies and all that shit. That's all walking dead shit, you know, but it's all good. You know, chase your dreams and be great. That's what I say. But other than that, Scott, it's... Where I'm at, it's like 22 degrees below zero. I came outside, you know. I didn't get frostbite on my hands, but it is really cold out here, man. And Murder Master Music Show, I love y'all boys. Love you, Scott, man. Thanks for always supporting me, man. And I'll check with you next time, brother. You going to play that tune?
Hey, yeah, I'm gonna jump into that tune. Thank you for calling in. But before we get out of here, the homie Shin just wants to ask you one quick question about the album, and then we're going to let you go. You
go for it.
Shin, you there, brother?
Yes, yes, sir. Hi, Scott. Hi, legendary Isham. Yes,
what up, dog?
Yeah, I'm fine. Really honored to go to you. About the song Magical Thinking, it was about shamanic stuff or something. Can you tell us about this one? It was a real dope song and a real mystic song. Can you tell us about this one?
Magical Thinking.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Magical Thinking. Shout out to Daniel Jordan. Magical Thinking. Magical Thinking is the overthinker's guide to survival in 2020. If you want to survive out here, you got to be thinking magically, you know. And basically what that is saying is, you know, you basically got to keep to yourself out here and be aware of your surroundings at all times, because, you know, once you step outside, you're stepping into the unknown. So, you know, basically that's what that song is about. It's the overthinker's guide to survival, man.
Definitely. Isham, thank you as always, my brother, and we'll talk to you soon. You take care of yourself. Everybody get these
you
albums.
Too,
She Loves Me. She Loves
Stream
Me Not. When She Loves Me Not dropping?
She Loves Me Not dropping 02/20/2020, and that is, you know, about shit, after Valentine's Day, 6 days after Valentine's Day, so on the 20th this month. Stream that. She Loves Me, She Loves Me Not. Eshaw.
And that'll
Peace.
Be out
Murder
by
Master
the time
Music
this
Show.
Appears, so go get that.
That's right, Scott Bailey. My dog.
Now I lay me down to sleep before I go to bed. I pray to the Lord, don't catch a hold in my head.
Walking Dead.